Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
When you use the term open heaven, people understand it in various ways. But whichever way you look at it, an open heaven is the influence of heaven on the affairs of men on the earth. When heaven begins to influence the affairs of men on earth, we say there is an open heaven. Therefore, when Jesus taught us to pray, and he said, when you pray, pray after this manner, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. And he said, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When he said, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, what he was actually saying is that, pray for an open heaven. So when we say heaven on earth, we are talking about an influence, the fact that heaven must affect what is going on earth. If your life on earth is independent from the effect of heaven, you'll be very miserable on earth. May heaven superimpose its influence on your life on earth. Amen. In the name of Jesus. I tried to define what an open heaven is. And I said that an open heaven is the unveiling of heaven. Everybody say the unveiling of heaven. Unveiling of heaven. An unveiling of heaven in which the presence, the love, the power, the glory, and the provision or the blessing of God are unlocked and poured out on the earth with the manifestation of salvation, healing, deliverance, prosperity, miracles, signs and wonders, peace and joy, in order to empower and bless God's people to execute his divine mandate on earth. That is a very long definition. So when you say open heaven, what we are saying is that it is an unveiling. Everybody say unveiling. Unveiling. An unveiling is when something like a covering or a canopy is open. And when it is open, the presence of God, the power of God, and the provision of God are poured. They are unlocked. Everybody say unlocked. Unlocked. So they are unlocked. And then number two, they are poured. Everybody say unlocked and poured. So they are unlocked and then they are poured upon us with a manifestation of healing, salvation, deliverance, victory, supply of our need and everything. And the reason why God pours out that blessing is number one, to empower you, and number two, to bless you. So God opens the windows of heaven, pours a blessing out on you, so that, number one, you will be blessed. But number two, so that you will be empowered to execute his mandate on earth. That is why the heavens are open. Now, in the opening of heaven, how do I know that heavens are open? You know an open heaven through four ways. I'll mention three of them and then I'll stay on one. You know that the heavens are open over your life. Number one, through dreams. When you dream and you see the heaven open. So you can dream and in the dream you see an open heaven. So you can see an open heaven through your dreams. Number two, you can see an open heaven when there are signs in the heavens. The Bible said in the book of Acts chapter 2 and the verse number 19, and I will show you wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor. Another thing about how to see an open heaven. Number one, I said it's a dream. Number two, is when you see physical signs in heaven. Number three is when there is a physical cleavage in the heaven and you can see beyond where the natural eye can see. When all the clouds and everything just gives, and you can see something supernatural beyond the skies, then they say the heaven is open. But these three ways of seeing heaven: number one, the dream; number two, signs in the sky; number three, a physical cleavage in the heaven. If all of us are waiting for these three manifestations, we will wait forever and we will never have an open heaven. Because there are some who dream and never see heaven. Some will never see the heaven open with signs in it. Others will never see the physical cleavage. But there is a fourth way of identifying an open heaven, which I believe all of us can have. And that is seeing an open heaven by faith. Everybody say, seeing an open heaven. By faith. Come on, shout it again. Seeing an open heaven. By faith. Luke chapter 3. And I pray that what I'm going to teach you will get it. It's not complicated. It's very simple. But it is so simple that if you are not careful, you won't get it. Everybody say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive an open heaven by faith. Now the Bible said that we walk not by sight, but by what? Faith. If you are waiting to see with your physical eyes the heavens open, you may see nothing. Let me tell you, and when all the people were being baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was open. And the Holy Ghost descended in the bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son, indeed I am well pleased. I can assure you that on that day, there were only two people who saw the heaven open. Only two people who saw the dove, and only two people who might have heard the voice. And that is Jesus and John the Baptist. The rest, I believe, saw nothing. We are not told they saw anything. And the reason why I know that it was just these two who saw it. John the Baptist said in another place, he said, and God told me that upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining. Upon whom you see, not everybody. Because I tell you, normally, when the heavens open like that, in the physical dimension, only few people with prophetic eyes see it like that. The rest of us will be required to follow by faith. I tell you, if you want to live your Christian life by just seeing things and feeling things, you'll be frustrated. Forever, you will wait to shake and you will not shake. You will wait for your eyes to see something and you never see. When they say an open heaven, somebody seeing a vision, your faith is superior to somebody's vision. If somebody say, oh, I dreamt and saw, and you didn't dream and see, but you read, it is written. It is written is always superior to I see. So the devil took Jesus to the top of the mountain, showed him the glories of the world. He said, can you see? He said, I see. He said, no, bow down and worship me. He said, seeing is not the important thing. It is written, thou shalt love the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou worship. A Bible in your hand, a Bible in your spirit, is more powerful than 10,000 visions. Oh, I'm waiting for the day I can see visions like Brother Esmond. You don't need them. If you see all the things I see, you'll be confused. Thank God you don't see what we see. Thank God you don't know what God knows. Some are saying, but how can God knows this and God didn't show it to me? If God shows you everything he knows, you will not eat food though. He's protecting you, that is enough. He's talking to you, that is enough. He's keeping you, that is enough. Ay, ay, ay! God, I don't ask to see the devil or see witches or wizards. As long as you keep me, as long as he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep, Lord, I am all right. I am all right. I am not the watchman. I don't want to see it. One day Jesus told Peter, he said, Simon, Satan has sought to sift you like wheat. You didn't see him, but I saw him. I have prayed for you. Peter said, thank you, Lord. Thank you. And I'm sure he went to Thomas and said, thank him. I didn't see Satan. Because you know what? Sometimes they are going to show something on TV. And they say, beware. Graphic pictures about to be shown. Gory pictures of an accident. Don't watch. Sometimes you are watching a suspense movie. Something comes up and says, I don't want to see. Thank God you've never seen the devil. Lord, I want to see. Lord, I want to see. Hey, I want to see. I want to see an angel. I want to see the fourth man. Oh, Gerodobo Shike. Lord, I want to see the fourth man. Whose face is like a sun. His feet like brass. His eyes like fire. And I know when you read that part of John, you are like, oh, I wish I was John to see him. But let me show you another thing John saw. He saw and there was war in heaven. That old dragon, that old serpent, that old dragon called Satan. You want to see that one too? Thank God for the things you don't see. Because the things you don't see are eliminating you from the things you could have seen. Because if you could see the good, you will see the bad and the ugly. And you don't have the faith to handle those things. Listen, if you have no faith to handle the devil, God won't show you angels. Because the devil also is an angel. Oh Lord, I want to see angels. Lord, I want to see angels. I want to see angels. If God shows you the senior prophet of the angels, what are you going to do? Lucifer. You will take off. Am I talking to somebody at all? Somebody says faith. Faith. Somebody says faith. Listen. The heavens you will see open. You will see heaven open by faith. So, verse 21. Jesus and John the Baptist, they saw the heaven open. The rest didn't see heaven open. Likely, the rest didn't see. Maybe a few people saw, I don't know. But I think these were the only two people who saw. And that is why John said, I saw him and I bore a record. The day Jesus was walking and John the Baptist looked at him and said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. John was the only one who saw it. The rest saw a human being. John saw a lamb that takes away the sins of the world. Am I talking to somebody at all? I'm teaching you something that will stay with you for many years. And when all the people were baptized, and Jesus was also being baptized, the heaven was open. How do we know the heaven was open? Because all the people were being baptized, and Jesus also was being baptized and praying. So the heaven was open. Therefore, if this is the example of Jesus, and the Bible said he's my example, and the Bible said I should follow him, who is the author and the finisher of my faith, then it means that any time I am also being baptized, and I am praying, the heaven will open. And I know the heaven is open by faith. Because if he was praying at the time of his baptism and the heaven was open, it means a principle has been established that any time somebody is praying and the person is being baptized, the heaven was open. Therefore today, if I am also being baptized and I am praying, I know by faith the heaven is open. I don't have to see it. I know it. I don't have to feel it. I know it. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth in me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do. What were his works? One of his works was that when they were baptizing him and he was praying, the heaven was open. These signs shall follow them that believe in my name, this and that. Therefore, me also, as a child of God, if Jesus Christ was being baptized and he was praying, the heaven opened, then it means anytime I'm also being baptized and I am praying, the heaven will open. Anoint by faith. Therefore, any of you here who have been baptized before, and any of you who during your baptism or after your baptism you are praying, I have an announcement for you. The heaven over your life is open. I said the heaven over your life is what? Open. You don't have to feel it. Somebody hits your chest and say, I know. Come on, shout it, I know. Shout it, I know. Two hindrances to supernatural encounter. Seeing and feeling. Hindrances to supernatural encounter. Seeing and what? You want to feel it before you prophesy. And it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was open. That means there is a certain action which if you put in, the heaven will be open. Receive an open heaven over your life. In the name of Jesus. Jesus also being baptized and praying. The Bible said, and the heaven was open. Look at verse 22. And the Holy Ghost descended upon him. That means, apart from your action of obedience, you will also see some things on earth that will tell you that the heavens are open. Anytime we are doing Holy Ghost baptism, and you see people standing in front here, and they say you are about to receive the Holy Ghost, and you see a manifestation on earth, and people go, it means the heaven is open. Because if the heaven is not open, you will not see the manifestation of the Holy Ghost. If you see the Spirit of God is moving, and a preacher moves in this direction, and three rows of people fall under the power, bam! This one does not happen on a normal day. It means that day, the heaven is open. Listen, without obedience, there can be no open heaven. And without an open heaven, there can be no manifestation. Therefore, when you obey, you receive an open heaven. And when there is an open heaven, there is a manifestation of the Spirit of God. You will see the manifestation of God's presence, the manifestation of God's power, and the manifestation of God's provision. Three things that manifest on earth anytime the presence of God comes through the opening of heaven. When the heavens are open, you will see a manifestation on earth. Therefore, the heaven was open. There was a manifestation. The Spirit, in the bodily shape of a dove, descended upon Jesus. Any one of you who has the Holy Ghost, heaven has opened over your life before. Amen. If heaven did not open, you will not receive the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost is the Spirit that God sent. Now let me tell you, the Holy Ghost did not come from Kuala Lumpur. The Holy Ghost did not come from Sydney, Australia. The Holy Ghost came from heaven. Therefore, if you ever receive the Holy Ghost, the Bible said the Spirit fell on you. From where? A rushing sound from heaven, as of a mighty wind. Therefore, the day you received Holy Ghost baptism, heaven opened over your life. Your life was a microclimate, micro environment, a micro ecosystem. And the Holy Ghost fell on you alone. That means you were standing here, and on your head alone, the heavens bellowed, and the Holy Ghost came upon. Receive that open heaven. You didn't see it, but there was a manifestation. So the Jews who were with Peter, when they saw the Holy Ghost baptism on the people, and they heard them prophesy and magnify God, they said, how can any man forbid these people water baptism, seeing that even God has given them the Holy Ghost? Listen, tell somebody sitting by you, I have received the Holy Ghost. Tell somebody, the Holy Ghost has fallen on me. Therefore, I can tell you, without any shadow of doubt, that heaven has opened over my life. I have not seen a vision, but I know it. I have not felt it, but I know it. Come on, clap your hands and shout. You see, I'm taking my time to teach you this because if you are not careful, the people who see and feel will discourage you. Oh, I feel the power of God. All over me is like fire, 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 oh, fire. And you too, you are standing there trying to create the fire and you are not feeling anything. You don't feel anything, but you know. Come on, clap your hands. And for those of you that are pastors, when you see the man of God who can see, and they say, I saw an angel. Like maybe Brother Esau is preaching and he says, I was sitting in the church and an angel came and sat by me. Then you are like, shay, Lord, when? The thing is that sometimes, truthfully, you don't need to see an angel come and sit by you. You know it. And you don't need an angel to sit by you because a greater than angel lives in you. Christ in you. The hope of glory. If I have Jesus, why do I have to see an angel? If I have Jesus, why must I see an angel? We are complete in Him. We are complete in Him. We are complete in Him. Angel or no angel, complete. I am complete in Him. Dream or no dream, I am complete. I am complete in Him. Mary Godoziat. Tanama Ferikabaha. Your anointing is inferior to nobody's anointing. Can I say that again? Your anointing and your calling is not inferior to anybody's anointing or calling. You are unique. You are special. You are custom made. You are designed special. Come on, shout yes! Don't read Kenneth Hagin's book. And he says he didn't understand a scripture. And Jesus appeared to him in a room and taught him. And you are also sitting down saying, Yesu bravo. Come and explain me. Come and explain to me the scripture. Jesus will say, I'm not coming. I've given you the Holy Ghost. The unction you have received abides in you. And you have no need that another man teach you. But as the unction teaches you from within, abide in Him and let Him abide in you. Come on, say, I am second to nobody. Come on, say, I'm second to none. Shout it, my anointing is special. My calling is special. Somebody lift up your hand and say, I am different. Clap your hands like thunder. Shout. And it came to pass that Jesus also, being baptized and praying, the Holy Ghost descended upon him. So two things. Because he was being baptized and praying, the effect is that the heaven will open. But you see, it is a double assurance that because of what you are doing, the heaven will open. But if you don't believe it, the evidence of the Holy Ghost descending upon you is evidence that the heavens have opened. And ladies and gentlemen, without seeing heaven physically open, there are signs on earth sometimes that will show you that the heaven is open. I will give you an example. When you see, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Stay there. Stay there. Everybody say bring.
Bring.
Come on, shout it, bring.
Bring.
Say it again, bring.
Bring.
Shout it, bring. I told you, the fact that you are being baptized, the fact that you are praying, heaven will open. So when they ask you, how do you know the heavens are open? I was baptized, and during the baptism, I was praying. That's all. Whenever you enter your room, even if you are blind, you will know the lights are on. Because if there is nothing wrong with the light, and they lead you to the switch, and you close your eyes and do pa, you are, and your eyes are closed, though you haven't seen the light, if they ask you, are the lights on, you will say yes. Why? As long as the switch is on, the light is on. As long as I am praying, the heaven is open. There is no way you can be praying and the heaven will not be open. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, repent from their sins, and pray, I will hear from heaven.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055. +233 26 767 6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.